This is Bitcoin's iPhone moment and the $100 trigger that could unleash tens of billions of dollars in buying. Now, just like the iPhone turned a niche gadget into a must-have for billions of people, this one number is about to flip the switch for the biggest wave of Bitcoin liquidity that we've ever seen. And almost nobody's watching. Now, when it crosses $100, Strategy could raise $50 billion in months, more than they bought in all of their history. And it could send Bitcoin towards $250,000 or more faster than anybody expects. Now, I've been building and selling tech companies for decades. I'm a partner at a leading Bitcoin venture fund, an officer of a publicly traded Bitcoin treasury company. And these are the exact strategies that we're using at the highest level. And now you can use them too. So let's go. All right. So we are talking about the iPhone moment, the moment where everything changes, and this is not about a short-term trade. This is about recognizing a massive shift is coming. It's happening right now. We have the problem and we have the wall. All right, the problem is that there's a wall. It's a problem and a wall. There's a wall blocking capital, and the capital is stuck. And we're trying to figure out how to get that capital unstuck so it can move. And specifically what we're looking at is a trigger. There's a $100 trigger that we can watch. And as soon as that trigger gets hit, we can expect a massive amount. I'm talking about $50 billion of capital to move. Now, what am I talking about specifically? Well, we know that in the world, we have what we call store value assets, where money goes to get parked. Right? After you make your money, you spend your money, you save your money, it goes somewhere, typically into real estate, bonds, equities, into money, money market accounts, things like that, collectibles, fine art, gold down here, and maybe a little bit of Bitcoin right here in the corner. But what we have is we have about $300 trillion in bonds, plus we have about $115 trillion in stocks and equities, things like that. So we're talking over $400, $500 trillion just right there alone. And the money is ossified. It's stuck in these different funds, different vehicles that have investing mandates. They can only buy junk bonds. They can only buy AAA rated credit bonds. They can only buy under certain mandates, and that money is stuck there. Now, on top of that, if this bonds, these are holding like U.S. government bonds, for example, in the last 5 years, they've lost 50% of their money. They're extremely risky and they're only paying 4 or 5%. So I'm earning 4 or 5%, but I've lost 50% of my wealth. It's extremely risky to hold this debt, this credit, things like that. We're talking about pension funds that have hundreds of billions of dollars stuck here. We're talking about insurance companies that have to park that float, have to park it somewhere. We're talking about corporations that have billions of dollars in the treasury. They have to park it somewhere. And again, each one of these pools of capital are stuck behind a mandate. They can only invest into different types of things. They're stuck with, like I said, the volatility regulations that are there. Okay. So if we think about it, we got Bitcoin as this new entrant, as I showed you. It's like a little blip there. All right. And we can think about the ETFs, the Bitcoin ETFs, having this sort of release valve into these markets, if you will. And we saw them becoming the best performing ETFs in history. But we could think of them almost like a BlackBerry type of event. It was cool. It was a little bit like a smartphone, sort of, kind of, but not quite the iPhone. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. But the iPhone moment is here. Now, this is really being pioneered by Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy, formerly MicroStrategy, now known as Strategy. He's pioneering the strategy. Now, Michael Saylor is an MIT engineer, and he is financially engineering products using Bitcoin as the base. So he's taken Bitcoin as a product, as a commodity, as a new asset, and he's created new financial products off of that. Don't worry, I'm going to explain this to you. Now, he's created his fourth one. He's created Strike, Strife, Stride, and now Stretch, STRC. And that is what he personally said just on the last earnings call last quarter, that this is the iPhone moment. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is that this is the moment where everything changes. And why does it change? It's because Stretch, STRC, is now this gateway to some of the biggest pools of capital in the world. Let's just take a look at exactly what this means. As an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a founder, we have ideas. We have ideas for new products or something like that, a new invention. But, you know, we use some market research and we use our intuition and our gut, but we don't really know how the market will respond until we actually put it out in the market. The market has to validate that for us. And that's exactly what happened with Stretch. As we can see here, it was the largest US IPO of the year. Now we can see that it wasn't just validated by the market by a little bit, but by a lot. As a matter of fact, we can look at the overperformance of that, and it's massive. They set out to raise about $500 million, $500 million. They ended up raising $2.5 billion with this, which is why it was the iPhone moment. It was like, okay, now we're on to something. This is a product that the market wants. What is it that they wanted? They wanted short duration, short-term credit, high yield instrument, credit instruments that provide good cash flow. What do you want? Most likely you want cash flow. Do you want 3, 4, 5% high risky stuff? Or do you want 10% in safe stuff? And of course, we all want that. So it's sort of like a bond. It's sort of like putting money into a money market account, except for it's much more stable and it pays much more. Like, you can think of it like a stable coin, but with interest. Here's the market that we're talking about specifically. So right now we have money in bank accounts. The banks used to actually pay you interest. They don't really pay you that anymore. There's about $18.3 trillion in that market right there. The effective yield your bank is paying you is like 0.1. Maybe there's some high yield banks going up to about 4%. We have money in money market funds. So if you have more money, hopefully you're utilizing that with your broker. And there's about $7.4 trillion sitting in money market funds. And that might pay somewhere a little over 4%. Then we have money in short-term treasury bills. That's short-term credit. There's about almost $6 trillion sitting in there. And that's paying about 4.3%. We have commercial paper. So this is like corporate bonds, junk bonds, things like that. There's about $1.4 trillion sitting right there. And that's paying about 4.3%. Of course, now we have stable coins. I've been talking about that quite a bit. We just had the United States pass the Genius Act. They're trying to push stable coins across the world. There's about $250 billion sitting right there. But those pay 0%. And now, the iPhone moment, we have Stretch STRC. Right now, it's about $2.8 billion. Remember, they only were going to raise $500 million. They ended up getting $2.5, it's up to $2.8 billion, and they're paying 9.5%. So, we're talking about $30 trillion sitting here, earning between 0 to 4.3%. $30 trillion earning 0 to 4.3%. Going into an asset that only has $2.8 billion and is paying out 9.5%. You're starting to see the picture here. Now, it's not just one product. Like I said, Strategy has come up with four products now. And what they're doing is they're creating what we call a yield curve. So they have a product here called Strike that sits here. And this is a longer duration. This is more like a long-term treasury bond. We have Strife. It's a little bit more risky. It's not convertible. You don't get the upside that you would get with Strike, but you get a high yield there. We have Stride, which is a little bit lower down, a little bit more risky, but higher yield. And then we have Stretch all the way over here. And so this is the duration. So this is short-term credit, longer-term credit, and this is the yield that you get paid. But again, this is about $30 trillion is sitting in what we call medium duration corporate credit that is ready to come over to this market. But what is the trigger that's going to cause all that to happen? That's the key piece here. All right, hey, real quick before we jump into the trigger, now you can see what MicroStrategy is doing. Now you can see what the Bitcoin Treasury strategy companies are doing. You can see that there's 20, 30, 50, hundreds of trillions of dollars ready to come from traditional finance into Bitcoin Treasury companies. This is one of the biggest opportunities that we'll ever see in our lifetime. Now to understand it, you have to understand that there's new metrics. There's new ways to value these companies. Traditional finance isn't getting this. It's your opportunity. So if you want to learn all this, come hang out with me live next week. I'm going to break it all down. We'll go through a bunch of charts and graphs and look at the companies that I really like that I'm following. And I'm going to show you all the new metrics of how you can value these companies. And it's all free. It's going to be a fun time. We'll put a link here, put a QR code on the screen, hang out. We'll go through all this and then we'll do live Q&A so you know how to apply this into your own portfolio right away. All right, now let's jump back in and find out what the trigger is. So we know that right now Stretch is at a current price of about $97. You can pull it up in your brokerage account, Robinhood, wherever you look at your stocks, STRC, and you can see it's sitting somewhere around $97 today. But here's the key. It's not supposed to be around $97. It's supposed to be sitting at $100. So here's how this works. If Stretch gets over $100, they can create more of it and sell it into the market. We call it ATM at the market. They can sell it down. If Stretch is under $100, then they have to close the ATM. Let me show you a chart of what this looks like so you can understand exactly how this works. So let's just say that I want to earn the yield. But I don't want my principal to be going up and down. I don't want it to be volatile. I want it to be stable. If I put $100,000 in, I want it to be $100,000, but I want to earn the yield on it. So here's what they do. We have a stable price. I want my $100,000 to be $100,000. And that will attract more capital. But the thing is if the price starts going down below par, below $100, what they'll do is they'll add yield to attract more capital. That will bring the price back up. We'll get more Bitcoin gain. Then what happens is if we get over 100, they can start to adjust the rate back down so it sells back down. It's no different than what the Federal Reserve does. The Federal Reserve goal is to keep the dollar somewhat stable. And they do that how? By adjusting rates. So that's exactly what Strategy and Stretch are doing right here. They can change the rate to make the price of it go up or down, targeting 100. Now, right now, it's below. It's at 97, which means they need to increase the rate to get the price up to 100. But here's the key thing, back to the trigger. Once we get to 100, they can create more of it and sell it back to the market. How much more can they sell? Well, two things. Number one, how high above 100 does it get? But number two, how much will the market bear? We know that there's about $30 trillion earning half or less of the yield that it provides. And some analysts are expecting that they could sell more than $50 billion into the market right away if they can get to $100. Now, what does that mean, $50 billion? That number is so big. Well, what it means is that it's more than MicroStrategy has raised from the very beginning. It's a lot. We know that if we take that $50 billion, plus we take the inflows that are coming into the ETFs, the BlackBerry moment, that could push Bitcoin to well over $250,000 as a price just from these two things alone. That's why this trigger is so big, and this is why we're watching it in earnest. Now, it's going to happen. It's only a matter of time. And if you're waiting for that trigger to happen, it might just pass you by. But there's a much bigger play. You see, STRC, Stretch, it's not the whole story. It's only one piece of it, all right? What is going on here is Stretch, Strike, Strife, and Stride are all part of financial plumbing that is being built right now to tap into pools of capital. We're talking trillions of dollars of capital to pull that ossified capital stuck behind these regulated mandates and into a hard money Bitcoin denominated future. All right. So MicroStrategy has already created a full suite of what we call yield curve, as I showed you, different durations, different yields backed by Bitcoin. So shorter duration, longer duration, and it's targeting these different pools of capital. How big are these pools of capital and what are they paying? Let's take a look at this from another chart. This came from Strategy's Q2 earnings call. Okay, so this is just ETFs alone. So in ETFs, we have preferred equity. Here's how many assets they have. Here's the yield and here's the liquidity. So we have between 6-7% yield that they're paying right now. And we have tens of millions of dollars sitting here. In high yield bonds, this is places where your fixed income, if you're getting retired or retiring one day, this is where your money would go. We have billions of dollars sitting here earning 8-9%. We have loans, ETFs with loans, and they're earning 6-7%. And now we have the four products that Strategy has created, Strike, Strife, Stride, and Stretch, all worth about $1 billion each, except for the latest one, almost close to $3 billion. But what's the yield? We're talking 7-10%. Again, outcompeting the market. And this is just on the ETFs. Let's look at some more comparable assets so you can just see how big this market is. So here we have US Treasuries, $28.3 trillion, earning 4%. We have mortgage-backed securities, $9.2 trillion, earning 5%. Bonds, $5 trillion, 5%. Junk bonds, $2.6 trillion, 7%. Preferreds, $179 billion, 7%. You get the idea. And again, Strike, Strife, Stride, and Stretch down here, all out-competing them on the amount of yield that they pay on a more stable, on a much safer, stable surface. This is happening right now. This is the opportunity that's happening, and that's why this is the iPhone moment, and all eyes are on that trigger. All right, so now that you understand the trigger and you just saw how massive an opportunity this is, you understand now where MicroStrategy is going and other Bitcoin publicly traded companies. There's hundreds of them now. Now you understand how big this is going to be. And like I said, there's a whole new set of metrics if you want to learn how to value these companies. Things like MNAV, things like PBID, things like Bitcoin yield, and a bunch of other metrics. If you want to check it out, if you want to come see the charts I'm looking at, the companies I'm looking at, and understand what these new metrics are, it's all free. Come hang out. We'll break it down next week. There's a link down below. Put on the QR code. And not only will we go through all this information, we'll do a live Q&A. So I'll make sure that you understand and know how to implement this right away. So I hope to see you over there. And let's go ahead and finish up the video. The key thing is that this is not theoretical. This is mechanical. If we have a less volatile asset that's safer, that has more collateral, and it pays a better yield, more money will come to this. All right? It's just mechanical. It's a product that could bring in over $50 billion just by getting over that trigger, and then we're talking trillions from there. It has the potential to get over $100 billion in new demand, because as I showed you, there's over $30 trillion waiting to get in right now. And if we can get this trigger, the $100 trigger on STRC, it could be the spark that ignites the whole thing. That's how big this opportunity is that's happening with Strategy and the overall Bitcoin treasury space. It's why I jumped on to help build a Bitcoin treasury company called Satsuma in the UK. And it's why there's over 160 publicly traded Bitcoin companies now today, because we're talking tens and tens or hundreds of trillions of dollars of value. Now, if you want to know more about the Bitcoin treasury space specifically and how that's blowing up, you might want to watch this video right here, and I'll see you over there.